So hi, my name is Tom. I'm a software engineer at Intel, and together with my team, we had the opportunity to work on some pretty interesting software with some pretty interesting hardware. But it's not really specific to the hardware. The software we do is hardware agnostic, so I'm not really gonna talk about 3D XPoint in particular. If you're interested, and I am not legally forbidden to answer your questions, then I probably can answer them after the talk. So let's leave all the 3D XPoint specific questions until I'm finished. And since this is a C++ conference, I will be speaking about C++ only if I'm talking about the implementation. But before we start looking at the implementation, we have to give you some background, some basic knowledge about persistent memory and how to program it to persistent memory before you can actually appreciate all the cool work we've done. And frankly, now it's just because if I wanted to tell you everything, I'd need like 8 hours or 9 hours or probably more. So I got an hour, so I had to compact all the things I could. During all the talks that me or my colleagues or the architects have given, we noticed that different people understand the word model a bit differently. So it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to a hardware person, he's gonna think, oh, he's gonna be talking about some hardware software interface that I can understand. And I'm not gonna be talking about hardware specific stuff. As I said, our library is totally hardware agnostic, so no hardware software stuff. The CPU hardware guys, they're gonna say, or the kernel guys, they're gonna think, oh, there's probably something about the instruction set architecture that's different and that's specific to the technology, and it's probably that. I will be mentioning some ISA because I have to give an overall picture, but it's not the topic of this talk. It's not the third meaning is also not the topic of this talk, but I'm gonna go a little bit more in depth about what the OS exposes to the application, to the user application, because that's necessary to get you starting using persistent memory in any form. But